Can you believe it? The crusher season is just about to start.
We're about done. They're about to start.
Rick Muntean, the general manager. When is the start of the – what's the opening – what's opening day or at least the start of –
This coming Friday.
Is it this Friday?
The 16th, 7 o'clock. Good weather expected. I'm a liar.
How does the field? Are there ducks on the
– No, no.
Ducks on the pond, right?
You know what? They did an excellent job with that field because the drainage yesterday, there wasn't one puddle on the field. We practiced at 11 in the morning yesterday. It was perfect.
Yeah, incredible. You wonder, where did all that water, where did it go? It came down, we know that.
But in your backyard.
I think it went to the pilot and back. I don't know if you saw that, but it was under about 6 inches of water.
It's kind of unique that the way that water came down yesterday. But the season's underway.
Well, it will be underway on Friday.
So. You guys ready to go?
You know what? We played a couple exhibition games last weekend. And we had a no-hitter going into the ninth inning on Sunday. So I really have a lot of confidence in our field manager, Chris Mangiardo. He's got some experience. He was the pitching coach last year, and I've been very impressed with his talent evaluation and the way he handles practices and getting ready. He was smart in the offseason because he signed a lot of the guys that took us to the championship series last year. So I really got a lot of confidence in Chris. And Joe Charbonneau, Super Joe, is our hitting coach. And if you talk to people in the Frontier League, they'll tell you he's one of the best hitting coaches of young talent in the country. So we've got a pretty good coaching staff. I think we're going to be all right.
You know, if you look at Joe, I know he's had his back issues for a lot of years.
Yeah.
But if you look at Joe, it looks like he could go out and play today.
You know, I posed that very question to him, trying to sell tickets. Mr. Charbonneau, you look like you can hit. He goes, my shoulder's shot. I can't see. I can't hit.
Yeah.
That's too bad, but he certainly looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he has the knowledge, which is the thing. And as a teacher, being able to relay that to the young players, also with the experience that he has, can bring a lot to a player, making them understand what he has to say.
You got to be a good communicator, and Joe is. You know, Joe can tell you, you know, in a way you can understand how you got to load up for this coming pitch. I mean, he's a good hitting coach.
This season, as you say, getting underway. It's first time with you as the general manager here. What's that been like, getting sort of your feet grounded into this and getting ready for the start of the season?
It is the first time I've ever come in kind of mid preseason with a ball club. I've always come in the fall, or I mean, I've been with four or five other organizations, and coming in as late as I did, I've had to hustle. I mean, I've had to really hit the ground running and keep running. And right at this moment, I feel pretty confident that we're going to have a real good season. The promotion schedule came together well. We've got an experienced staff there that I think has done a real good job getting this thing ready in the off season. So while I got a late start, and I'll be honest with you, kept had a lot of rolling around in bed, you know, wondering if this thing was going to work, slept pretty good last night. So I think we've got a late start, but I think I feel confident we're going to have a great year.
What's the Frontier League look like this year? Any kind of speculation or how the teams are shaping out, or, you know, what to expect?
I've been selling tickets, and to tell you the truth, the Frontier League, good luck to them. When they come in here, we're going to cheat. I'm just kidding. I have no idea how the Frontier League is going to look. Now, we played Schaumburg for the championship last year, and we've got them in the opening weekend, so that'll be a good test.
Yeah.
Good test to see where we're at. But, you know, baseball is a strange game. Even the Cubs going into spring training feel like they have a shot to win it this year. So I'm sure every team in the Frontier League today feels like they got a great shot at winning the league.
You got to be as positive as you can. But here in Avon, the Northeast Ohio, you got a good fan base to come out to enjoy the games that you have.
Well, the one thing that the good fan base can look forward to is that beautiful ballpark that the city of Avon built. That is a one spectacular facility. I've opened ballparks, a $25 million facility in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre in 1989. Worked a brand new stadium in Kansas City with the Kansas City T-Bones. This one I like even more. because it's got all the elements you need to be very successful. A lot of hospitality spaces. All the seats are box seats at any major league park. I mean, every one of them is a beautiful seat. And, you know, the access is good. Where it's located, right off I-90, fantastic. Whoever designed this thing and put it in motion did a fantastic job. It is a wonderful place to sell.
You know, a lot of people go to the games, and they maybe if they go for the first time, they see the ball hit on the artificial turf there, and it appears like little pellets or whatever are popping up. What is that?
It's rubber. It's tires, ground-up tires. And if you look at anybody that has field turf, that happens almost every play, and it's kind of tough getting used to that. What in the heck is going on? But, yeah, that's the way that works. And what I've noticed, our stadium in Scranton-Wilkes-Barre was AstroTurf, the old on-top-of-cement carpet. This, the ball does not speed up. You have a true bounce. It is a very good surface, and no wonder it's all over the country now. It's called field turf, really good.
Do you have to rake it or get the pellets back where they need to be after a while? How does that work?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah?
And another thing about it is that the areas where there's a lot of activity, like the first baseman holding the runner at first and where the third baseman's positioned home plate, those areas need to be replaced often. So not during the season, but maybe right after the season it'll have to be replaced because it gets worn pretty quick. But, yeah, you do. There is a machine that spreads that rubber back out evenly.
Who knew?
Friday opens up with the Schaumburg Boomers, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Are you kicking off with fireworks on Friday?
Absolutely.
I need to know this because I live just on the other side of the highway, so I have a front row or a back row seat, not – of the fireworks.
Backyard
seat. Just trying to check out to see what to expect.
Well, come on over and get inside the stadium and watch.
I do.
We have fireworks right after the game on Friday. We're giving out magnet schedules on Friday. One thing I'd like to say is that we've changed our game time on Sunday to 1 o'clock. And this Sunday at 1 o'clock, we're going to give away a team autograph or giving away a team picture that everybody will get. And then you can take it right down to the field and get the whole team to autograph it. Nice little one of those minor league deals that really works well.
That sounds great. Yeah, but it's changing the Sunday, so it gives a chance for people to have an afternoon Sunday at the ballpark.
Right.
At All-Pro Freight Stadium. Our guest today, Rick Montine, General Manager of Lake Erie Crushers. Thanks for stopping in, and good luck with the season this year.
Well, thank you very much.
Of course, you know WEOL will be broadcasting select games of the Lake Erie Crushers all season here at WEOL.